MTG Marvel Superheroes, the only buyer's Bible you need, 2026. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Card prices below are early pre-release and will move. Okay, deep breath, because this is a big one. The most recognizable heroes on the planet just walked into Magic, the Gathering, and the cabinet has been buzzing about it for weeks. Marvel Superheroes is the second and far bigger Marvel set, 270 brand new cards, Iron Man and Thanos and Doctor Doom and Scarlet Witch, a literal 1616 Galactus token, and unlike the Rocky Spider-Man release, it's standard legal and playable on Arena from day one. But here's the thing nobody in the hype videos will tell you straight. A set this size has amazing buys and terrible buys sitting right next to each other on the shelf. So I pulled the official MSRPs, the real early card prices, and the verdicts from the sharpest price analysts in the game, then I asked Robert to keep me honest on the value. This is the only buyer's guide you need before June 26. Let's get you the good stuff and skip the traps. Sparkles, if this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Is MTG Marvel Superheroes worth it? The honest verdict short version, yes, if you're a Marvel fan or a Commander player, with two big asterisks. What's genuinely exciting is real. This is a asterisk much asterisk bigger, bolder swing than the Spider-Man set that disappointed everyone. It's full of marquee legends people actually want to build around, and it's on Arena so the cards reach players, not just collectors. If a Marvel hero is the thing that finally gets you or your kid or your partner to try Magic, that's a beautiful reason to buy in, full stop. The asterisks are about asterisk value asterisk, not fun. First, a lot of the early single card prices you're seeing are pre-sale hype that the analysts expect to crash. Buy for the joy and the play, just don't overpay for the hype. Who should buy what? Want to play draft, play booster box, want the chase foils. Collector boosters or singles on TCG player. What you're buying, every product and price at a glance. Magic sets come in a asterisk lot of flavors now, and this one is no exception. The draft and build workhorse, foils, extended art. And the borderless comic art chases, built for collecting. Not asterisk drafting, 9 play boosters plus 30 lands plus a foil Scarlet Witch promo, adds a collector booster plus a foil Daredevil promo, a learn-to-play set with playmats and tokens. Foil display art plus 3 packs, 12 play boosters plus a collector booster plus lands plus tokens to run a home pod, 2 dates to remember pre-release June 19 to 25, release June 26, 2026. The gift bundle is the odd one out, it ships July 17 so it won't be ready for launch week gifting. Play versus collector versus bundle, which is the best value? This is the question that saves or wastes the most money, so let's be crystal clear. Play boosters are the value play if you want to play. They give the most cards per dollar, they're what you draft with, and they feed standard and commander. Because the set is standard legal, those cards stay relevant for about 3 years. If you're not sure what you want, buy these. You're paying for foils, extended art, and a guaranteed borderless comic art card, concentration of the pretty stuff, not playable value. Neither beats raw play boosters on cards per dollar. From the pros, Draftsum's verdict on the set's reprints is the smart money read. The real value lives in playable staples and a couple of chase mythics, not in gambling on premium packs and on those tempting pre-sale single prices. This is clearly a nonsense price. Let this be a sign not to engage with pre-sale prices. The chase, which cards to hunt and what they really cost, here's where collectors get the sparkle. Alongside it, 15 borderless classic comic mythics, foil, collector only, and 60 source material borderless cards with art pulled straight from the comics. The surprise value, though, is in the reprints. The catch that matters most, these are asterisk pre-release prices and they almost always soften once boxes flood the market. The pros call it dump week. If a card isn't a must-have for a deck you're playing asterisk now asterisk, waiting 2 or 3 weeks usually pays. Wait for dump week MTG prices. Cliff Daigle, a veteran finance analyst. I suspect a lot of these will have very good prices when dump week arrives and people flood the market, as is the usual pattern. Translation, patience beats presale. By the numbers, the 4 Commander decks ranked Avengers Assemble, Captain America, the reviewer favorite, the most coherent build and theme. If you buy one, buy this. 2. Doom prevails Doctor Doom. Doom is a bomb if you keep it on board, generating tokens on entry. The flashiest payoff. 3. Wakanda Forever Black Panther, a solid aggressive option for Panther fans. 4. The Fantastic Four Invisible Woman, themed and fun, a little more prescriptive. Buy the one whose hero you love, not all 4 and not the collector's edition. A ready-made deck of your favorite character is a genuinely lovely thing, paying double for foils if it is not. The price check Marvel versus the Spider-Man set and the universe is beyond question. If you're a returning player wondering why everyone's a little wary, it's because the first Marvel outing, the Spider-Man set, landed badly. Licensing limits made it feel forced. It was a full standard set people didn't ask for, and it never came to Arena. Marvel Superheroes is the do-over, and it's a much bigger, more confident set. a huge roster, new mechanics, power-up, Teamwork X plans worthy, and crucially, it's on Arena from launch. That alone makes it reach actual players, not just collectors. That said, let's be real about the bigger picture. A lot of longtime Magic players are simply tired of so many outside AP sets, and this one doesn't magically change that. For Standard, reviewers expect a **modest** impact. It's a fun, self-contained heroes versus villains set, not a wave of format-warping staples. So buy it for the Marvel joy and the Commander decks, not because you think it'll redefine competitive play. The Standard Reality Cards Realm set review is measured. The set is **packed with synergies within the expansion itself, but few cards have the individual power level to shake up the status quo of the metagame in a 3-year rotation environment. Fun and flavorful, not a meta earthquake. Presale or wait, plus the collector's code let me leave you with the smart money playbook so you spend like someone who's done this before, sealed to play, buy whenever. A play booster box or a commander deck you'll actually use holds its worth in **fun**, so there's no rush or wait game. Chase singles, wait for dump week, pre-release single prices are the hype peak. Boxes flood the market within a couple of weeks and prices usually slide, patience is free money. Never buy presale face commander prices. The analysts are unanimous that those are nonsense numbers that crater fast. See our card sleeves guide. Set a number before you open a pack, decide your budget, then enjoy every rip without the spiral. A pulled chase is a gift, not an investment plan. Buy boxes for the joy of opening them. Buy singles when you want a **specific** card. Don't confuse the two. Share the hobby. The fastest way to make Magic magic is to teach someone, hand a new player a Marvel hero and watch them fall in. Final verdict. Here's my honest, hand-on-heart take. Buy Marvel superheroes for the joy, spend on it like a grown-up. If a Marvel hero is what finally brings you or someone you love to the table, that is a **beautiful** reason to buy in. Start with a play booster box to actually play. Add the one commander deck whose hero makes your heart race, Avengers Assemble for most people, and grab the beginner box for the curious newcomer. Born complete, Standard legal on Arena and genuinely fun. Just buy what you'll **play and love and let the rest cool off. Sparkles, all prices are pre-release June 2026 and will move check live before you buy. Frequently asked questions. When does MTG Marvel Superheroes release? The set releases June 26, 2026 with pre-release events June 19 to 25. The gift bundle is the exception. It ships July 17, 2026 after the main launch. Is Marvel Superheroes Standard legal? Yes. It's a Universes Beyond set that is Standard legal, so its cards are tournament legal in Standard for about 3 years, and unlike the earlier Spider-Man set, it's also available on MTG Arena from launch. What's the difference between play boosters and collector boosters? If you only want one or two chase cards, buying them as singles is usually cheaper. Which product should I buy to chase the best Marvel cards? For the chase foils like the Cosmic Foil Mind Stone or the Classic Comic Mythics, buy collector boosters, or more cost-effectively, hunt the specific card you want as a single on TCG Player. Gambling on packs for one card almost always costs more than buying it outright. Should I buy presale or wait? Sealed product to play, a play box or a commander deck you'll use, buy whenever. Chase singles, wait, pre-release prices are the hype peak. Analysts expect a dump week slide once boxes flood the market. And never buy presale face commander single prices, which are widely flagged as nonsense numbers that crater within weeks. For the hero you love, yes, they're complete, ready-to-play 100-card decks with new legendary cards. By the one deck whose character you adore, Avengers Assemble, is the reviewer pick, not all four and not the foil edition. Which commander deck is the best, Avengers Assemble, Wakanda Forever, Fantastic Four, or Doom Prevails? Avengers Assemble, Captain America, is the most recommended for its build and theme. Doom Prevails, Doctor Doom, has the flashiest payoff. Wakanda Forever, Black Panther, and the Fantastic Four, Invisible Woman, are solid but a touch more prescriptive. Pick the hero you love most. Is the Marvel set better than the Spider-Man set? Yes, it's seen as a much bigger, bolder, more confident swing, a 270-card main set, a huge legend roster, new mechanics, and crucially, arena availability the Spider-Man set lacked. That said, it doesn't erase longtime players' broader fatigue with Universes Beyond, and its Standard impact is expected to be modest rather than meta-defining. Will the Marvel cards hold their value after release? Mixed. Early single-card prices are pre-release hype and most are expected to soften during dump week. The most durable value tends to be in playable reprints like Reanimate and Parallel Lives, cards a big Commander audience actually uses, and the genuine Chase Mythics, not in face Commander singles. Buy boxes for the joy of opening, and buy singles when you want a specific card. Can I play this set on MTG Arena? Yes, Marvel Superheroes is coming to MTG Arena, a notable improvement over the Spider-Man release, which never made it to Arena. That means the cards reach players digitally, not just paper collectors.